Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Take It or Leave It.
Welcome. So is this public? Is that what
we don't know? We don't know.
We're not tripping.
I'm not calling Dave back. No way.
Okay. Yeah, I sensed a little pizzazz in his voice this morning.
He has to get down to the building to do some work, and there's a track meet today. Just the last 2 months, and then next month is going to be insane. It is. There's so much going on, and we just can't keep up. So
Okay. Everybody
is overwhelmed and stressed. But everybody wants to hear about the cheer awards.
Oh, okay.
That's all we want to hear about.
Well, what do you want to hear about? I did do a little recap last night. But I don't know what's wrong with me, but I don't know if it's the flying. I don't know if it's returning to Vegas. Not returning to Vegas. I've never been there. Mm-hmm. Unless we've been there for a show and I was there for just one day.
No.
Yeah, going to Vegas. I don't know what it was, but day one, nothing but vomit. Leading up to the flight, I was woken up out of bed with sickness. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, dude. Of all the days to just randomly start doing that, let's call it sparkling so that it's not so gross. Of all the days to just randomly start sparkling, it's the day I go to Vegas. So I wake up at 3 a.m. sparkling on the way to the flight, sparkling on the flight, sparkling after the flight, and it was really rough. It sucked. And I was mostly the fear of like, is this how it's going to be on Sunday when I have to present? Mm. And what do you do? What do you do when you are such a big part of such a big production and your body doesn't effing cooperate? Like, what do celebrities do on movie sets and shit?
I don't know. But do you think, in hindsight, looking back, do you think that it was nerves?
I think it was antibiotics.
Oh. So there was sparkling happening, but it cleared up by Saturday, I assume.
Because I stopped taking the antibiotics.
Oh, well, then it was definitely, yeah, antibiotic related if it was, which they can cause upset stomach and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did step out of my comfort zone and I went to the pool party, but I very quickly decided that it wasn't for me because I'm not drinking. And everybody, not everybody, but a lot of, it was a drinking party atmosphere.
Right.
And I don't usually do those. And mm-hmm. So there was loud music and like, doo, 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 shot, shot, shot,
shot, shot, shots.
A lot of thong bikinis, a lot of fun and dancing.
I did see you posted like a pic at the pool party or it was on Instagram somewhere. So that was good.
Yeah, I didn't even pack a bathing suit. Because I was so insecure about my body, I knew I wasn't going to go to the pool party.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. And I walked around and I drank a Red Bull and it was fun. And if I was a braver person, I might have stayed and hung out. But I wanted to go. My friends who are also in recovery were there and they didn't feel comfortable. So I was like, let's just go do something else.
So what'd you guys end up going to do?
We went to Pawn Stars.
Oh, I saw that picture. I was going to ask about that.
Yeah.
So how was that? Was that fun?
It was weird, dude. Like so many tourists, right? Because mm-hmm. It's definitely a tourist spot.
Yeah.
And you walk in and it's an actual pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
But like not just random items like you would find in a normal pawn shop. It was like collections of things.
Yeah.
And like Picasso prints and collectibles and shit like that. And I found this ring and I fell in love with it. It was so hideous. You would have hated it, but yeah. I freaking loved it.
Yeah.
And in front of like all my friends, I'm like, how much is that? Pull it out. Let's see. I was going to buy it for the, just to say I got this at Pawn Stars. And he's like, $7.50. And I was like, $7.
No. No.
Yeah. So everything was pretty pricey. I mean, I don't want to say that on record because I'm sure there was affordable things, but the things that I wanted were not affordable.
Yeah. Well, and that's yeah. But it is definitely a more niche collectible type of pawn shop. Uh-oh, we're going to have demon voices. Girls, stop. Total demon voices coming
that's
in this episode.
That's so funny. That really freaked me out the first time.
Me too. I was walking.
But yeah, so I'll tell you what, being up on that stage, Meredith, reignited a little something in me.
Oh, good. You looked great in your beautiful, beautiful gown.
Thank you.
You looked fantastic.
Thank you so much. I was wearing Spanx.
It was so pretty. It was so pretty. You looked great.
I didn't want to buy the dress because of the price. I was really actually... I went to White House Black Market and I bought a pantsuit. And when I was going to check out, she's like, okay, that'll be $398. And I twitched, but I didn't want to make a big scene and cry because I didn't realize it would be that much. And I said thank you and I bought it and I did a loop around the mall and returned it because I can't afford that. Like, I'm not going to spend that much on one outfit.
Right.
And then we went to Dillard's and I was looking at the dresses. Dude, all of them are that price. And I'm like, what the frick, dude? How many times can I wear this? Never. Right? Like, I'll wear, like, I will wear it again, but realistically, I'm going to have to wear it to Publix or like.
That would be great, though.
Goodwill. Yeah. So I spent, my best friend's like, you deserve it, queen. You need to spend your money on this because you're hosting an award show. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's your first time on the red carpet, blah, blah, blah. Hyping me up. So they didn't have a size big enough for me. So I ordered one and I spent way too much money on the dress.
And then
after the show, this girl was like, excuse me. I need, and I mean with every fiber of my being, I need your dress. And I turned around to my person who was holding the backpack and I'm like, give me the dress. And they're like, no. And I'm like, give me the, she wants the dress. She needs it. Give it to me. I'm going to give it to her. And the person's like, you spent hundreds of dollars on this dress. You're not giving it to a stranger, Tiffany. And I'm like, you're right. You're probably right. That was stupid of me. And so I told her, just kidding, but I was about to give it to her because I don't give a shit about things like that. And I always feel like if somebody comes over and they say that they love something in my house, I'm like, take it. Because if I don't love it and you do, you should have it. And that's just how I am. And so when the lady said she wanted my dress, I was inches away from just handing it over without thought. Mm. And then somebody in my party with a brain was like, you're going to regret it. Mm-hmm. And I regret not giving it to her. Actually, because what am I going to do with it now? You can only wear a golden gown so many times.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I don't know. That's a tough call because I'll probably never own a golden gown, right? Like, I mean, I can't think of an instance where it would ever occur, but I love that you had your red carpet. What you wore on stage too, because you changed a couple times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, because I was going to say, because I saw, because I watched as much of it as I could live. I was on the couch and the kids were watching TV. And so I was going back and forth between watching it and like you would pop on. So I'd watch for a minute and then it would go off to other people. And so then I'd go back to whatever we were doing and then I'd pop back on. So I just left it live in my lap the whole time.
Such a good friend.
Well, it was great to watch. It was very interesting to see all of the different people that were being that were up for awards and what things that they did, you know, and there were lots of different charities and like animal welfare, you know, like welfare pages and people, and you know, it was really, really, really interesting. So you left the pool party. You went to Pawn Stars. What else did you end up doing on Saturday?
Fancy dinner in an escape room.
Okay. So how was the fancy dinner?
It was so expensive. We knew it was expensive. Sierra really wanted to get dressed up, so it was super fancy. And they brought us delicious appetizers, like, for free. And I felt so cool and special. And I'm like, they must know that I'm hosting the award. And then I looked around and everybody's table had them. And it was just what they do. And it was one of those restaurants. It's a fine dining restaurant. So you, like, eat and they, like, adjust your forks while you're eating. And they take things away and scrape the table and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fancy, dude. I felt so uncomfortable. And I ordered mac and cheese and french fries because I didn't like anything else, because it was all just like fancy, gross, disgusting. People at my table got bone marrow and beef cheeks and like butts and belly. I don't know. Just all kinds of weird shit.
Butts Octopi. And bellies. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, hell nah. Hit me with the mac and cheese and the truffle fries.
Well, I did see the pic of the mac and cheese and it looked right. Like it was right up your alley.
It had gold flakes. They put gold flakes on it. And I was like, am I supposed to eat this? Because I didn't know.
Gold flakes are edible.
Not all gold flakes are edible.
The ones they put on your food, Tiffany.
I'm just saying, because that's a common mistake. I've got gold flakes I use for my art, and I'll go have a snack right now and play with it.
No, don't eat that.
Yeah, and then we went to an escape room.
And how was that?
It was okay. I didn't really enjoy it.
Have you not done one before?
It's all I do because I'm in recovery and we don't go out and drink. So we do escape rooms. So I'm a bit of an escape room snob. And let me just say, the escape room itself was like a Hollywood production. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. No qualms about the escape room itself. Not crazy about going with a bunch of strangers in the same room.
Oh, that's right. We did it the one time and they paired us up with people.
Yeah, and that put me in a bad mood.
It did. Yeah.
I don't like that. If I'm fighting for my life, I want to do it. Or, you know, when there's other people, it feels like I'm in the movie Saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, okay, now you're with all these strangers and you have to survive. But there's that awkward, like, hey, I'm fighting for my life, but also I don't want to be rude to you, but I know the code, so can you step aside, kind of thing. Like, manners and politeness. And, so then I kind of just stood back, and which would have been fine. But then when I'm not being obnoxious, people are like, what's wrong, Tiffany? What? I don't know. There's a vibe from you that I'm getting today. And I'm thinking, I'm wondering. Let me finish this thought.
Okay.
I don't like doing escape rooms with strangers. It was just awkward, but the escape room itself was great. What's going on with you?
Nothing. Katie just walked in. That's why I turned to say hi.
No.
I think it would be weird to be doing an escape room with a stranger and then you know the clue and you're like you said, get out of the way because I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, because if you're with your own party, you're just like excited to be like, I have the clue, right?
Yeah.
But when it's somebody else, you're like, that would be
weird.
And
there was eight strangers with
us. Oh, that's a lot. That's eight too many strangers.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But there was a vibe from you from the beginning that I'm getting, and I don't know what it is. And it's not about me. It's not like I think you're mad at me, because usually you just tell me when you're mad at me.
No, I'm probably just exhausted. I've got, my back is in a bad way again.
Your sciatic?
It's my hip is really bad. I made the mistake. I guess it was a mistake now looking back. So I had been a member of Hand in Stone for many, many a moon.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been going because I've been so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had like four credits that were built up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I had canceled my membership. And I was like, oh my God, I have to use these by the end of the 30 days or they're going to expire and they won't let you use them.
And that's nice that they give you 30 days. My place doesn't.
So I was like, so I called and I was like, do you have any availability? This was like last week. And they had a random like noon yesterday. And I was like, okay, I can go in there and then get home and I'll still be able to get my other stuff done or whatever. So I went and got a massage. And whatever this woman did to my back yesterday flared everything up, because I've been going to PT and been feeling better. But she harmed me.
Oh, shit.
In such a way that I went, it started last night. I took Sophia. I had to chaperone a deaf event at the high school. So Sophia's in American Sign Language class. And so the teacher emailed last week and was like, we're having a big event with the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind, and we need parents. And of course, nobody responded to her. As a shitty parents do. None of us responded and said we'd help, right?
Mm.
So then I get a second email and she's like, this is my final plea. I have no chaperones. Please help. And so I felt guilty at that point, because yes, I'm like, I'm a shitty person. So I replied back, absolutely, I'll be there. I show up. There's 20 parent volunteers. So with that final plea, she got 20 people to feel guilty.
Damn.
So I was like, good for you. Good for you for making us shitbag parents feel bad, because we should have. So I get there.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And within 20 minutes of just standing, because you're supposed to just stand and watch and make sure that they're not talking using their voice, right? The whole point is for them to be signing to each other, signing to the kids that come from the school for the deaf and blind. And so you have to literally watch them and make sure they're not talking. And all of a sudden my back seized up and I was like, oh, this is not good. And so I just kind of, for 3 hours, I like hobbled around. And then I got home last night and I was like, my back is fucked. And so I was trying to lay and I didn't sleep at all. I had the heating pad on and off. So it was just, you know, I'm miserable. So
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. So the vibe is misery, I think.
Yeah. Well, it was definitely like exhaustion.
Yeah.
Like
it's just
like a distracted vibe.
Well, I'm just at the point where just sitting hurts. So it doesn't matter what I do, there's pain. And I'm just annoyed because I was like,
it was supposed to help.
I was like, I thought, oh, well, this will at least, you know, loosen up some of the muscles. Because I haven't gone to PT in 3 weeks either because I've been so busy.
Mm.
So I was like, okay. So anyway, but everything is really fine. This is sometimes okay. It just flares up. But yeah, so. So tell us about the actual awards night, like the actual leading up to the moments of you getting back on stage.
Yeah.
Like, how did that feel?
I was really nervous because there's a lot of really big creators there who create content every single day and really are content creators. And I felt kind of out of place a little bit, not because they made me feel out of place, but because I felt unworthy of hosting the event, because in contrast to these people who eat, sleep, and breathe content, I am not that way any longer. And so part of me felt insecure a little bit, like they were thinking, who the hell is this bitch and why is she hosting, kind of thing. So I was real nervous. My co-host is a mother effing angel. Her name is Tia B. Stokes. And everybody made a big deal about her leading up to the award. So, of course, I'm like, okay, she's great. I get it. Like, no pressure. Holy shit. Like, this is who I'm hosting with. And I met her and I have never felt so, I don't know how to explain it. Her soul just radiates light.
What is her channel about?
She is a cancer survivor.
Oh.
And she danced her way through her treatment and shit.
Oh.
And she's a dancer and a mom. And which is amazing. But I wasn't familiar with her. And I'm like, okay, so she danced. You know, like I'm not trying to say I'm like a cynical person, but I'm very cautious when people make a huge deal about somebody. I'm very, I don't know if it's jealousy or what, but I'm very hesitant to let them in. And so, but the minute I met her, she was such a bright ray of light, and her soul is immaculate.
Mm.
And anybody who is rotating in her orbit, as you say, is a better person for it. She instantly put me at ease.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, she's really, really nice. And and then there was a point like earlier in the show, like before the show, where I was super nervous. And like 20 beautiful women in gowns walked in. And I'm like, oh my God, who, for some reason out loud, I was like, oh my gosh, everybody's so pretty. Who are these people? And one of the girls is like, we're Tia's crew and we think you're beautiful too. And they all start clapping and cheering and like hyping me up because they heard me. Like, and I'm like, of course you're Tia's crew. Like, you're angels. Of course you are. It's an extension of her, just like her beautiful wings. I love her. Anyway, she put me at ease is the point. And I got to meet some cool people who I have known about for a while. People who other people like love and make a huge deal about knew who I was. And that's a really surreal feeling when there's like a super famous creator or whatever. And you're like, hi, nice to meet you. And they're like, I know who you are. It's like, you do? That's so wild because I know who you are.
I don't know how you're surprised by that at this point.
I don't make content anymore, Meredith.
Okay. So what'd you think of Mama Tot?
I thought she was very sweet.
Yeah.
She's actually the one I was referring to.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to tell the story without making it sound braggadocious, but it was just like surprising. She stopped me. She like screamed and stopped me and was like, I just have to tell you, I've been following you since the beginning. And I think you're so amazing. The way you talk about your divorce, the way you talk about addiction, you're just changing the world, da 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 da. And I'm like, you know who I am? That's so crazy to me because everybody knows Mama Tot, you know? And she's
right.
And I told my supporters this too. I was like, at first, I didn't want to like her.
Why?
Because I get, Meredith, I get jealous. I'm going to be honest. I'm not even going to lie or like pretend like it's something else. I'm so self-aware. Like, I'm envious whenever anybody is like shot to stardom for like doing stuff that is in the same
wheelhouse
as me. I get very, and I don't know why.
It's a normal human emotion. I get why. Yeah.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah. I get why. I mean, I totally understand that. And I don't think that's...
It's not healthy. It's super unhealthy. And it's something that I have to work on, especially because I'm aware of it. But I do. I get like across my arms pout, like the teacher likes them more than me. They're doing better than me. I'm not good enough kind of thing. Whatever. So that's how I was feeling about her. And I'm like, oh, look at her with her friggin' big boobs and her parrot on her shoulder. And she just has such good things to say. And people love her. Like, good for her. Like, just super... little baby back bitch is what I was. And then when she started fawning over me and was like, you're such an inspiration, da 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 da, I was like, oh my gosh, I get it. I get why everyone loves you. You're just so nice and kind. And I guess she watches the podcast. She didn't specify which one, maybe both. But she brought up the podcast and yeah, she was nice. And everybody freaks out about her, man. And I get it. She's like a Dolly Parton.
She is very, because she's got that draw.
Yeah.
And she has, and of course, her whole persona is like being a mom to millions, right?
Yeah.
But the nice, sweet mom, not
the mom like, I need.
Yeah, not like me. Like a real sweet.
Yeah.
Like a real sweet, gentle parent mom.
Yeah.
Where, you know, that's, it is very sweet. Because I follow her on the talk. I mean, I'm not on there often, but she pops up on my feed all the time. And so,
yes,
I figured she'd be there and you'd maybe run into her. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome.
Yeah. She was part of the cast. So we were like at rehearsals together and backstage together. And
oh, cool.
And everybody was asking her for pictures.
I'm sure.
So I didn't, cause people are like asking if I got a picture with her. And to me, it was just, there's only one person I asked a picture for, and it was my boo thang, Travis, Warrior Unicorn. Yes, Meredith. I love him so much. And I freaked out because we were at the pool and I thought I saw him walk by in a Speedo. And I'm like, oh my God, is that my gay uncle Travis? And then I was like trying to find him and I couldn't find him. And then he won an award and I stalked the hallway. Like I blocked the door off. I was like climbing the wall, like something from The Ring, like waiting to come out. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't fangirled about anybody here, but I have to tell you, I'm obsessed with you. And he started freaking out. He's like, what? I'm obsessed with you. And I'm like, shut up. And he's like, you shut up. And I'm like, shut up. It was so cool. I definitely fangirled. So I was like, I really want a picture with you. And I took a picture. But there was you know what's cool is when you meet people who like your content, then you know kind of already ahead of time that you're going to get along because you have similar views and similar ideas. And so that was cool when being backstage with creators who knew me and dug what I did or do.
Yeah.
Because they get it. They're the same way. So the conversation wasn't awkward or forced or anything.
So, but it was overall, obviously, I wasn't there, but I'm saying from watching from afar and seeing the things that you've posted, it was a wonderful experience, it looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like you had a great time.
Yeah.
You knew your limits with the pool party.
Yeah. And I feel like there's a lot more I could have done.
Mm-hmm.
But I was prioritizing like rest this trip. Mm-hmm. Which was tough because I felt guilty because I did have three people with me who were in Vegas to support me. But also, like, I wanted them to have fun and stuff, too. And so I encouraged them, like, go out, do stuff. So my friends went to the Sphere, you know, they gambled and stuff like that. Overall, it was fun. I had, like, 12, maybe more of my supporters come out to Vegas to support me. And so we all had breakfast together Sunday morning and they came to the show.
That's so great.
Mm-hmm.
You did a breakfast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They came out to see me. I was like, I gotta do some. They're just so supportive, dude. I wouldn't expect anyone to come here to support me, but they did, of course, because they're friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
And they've come lots of places to support me. Like, I've met them in real life lots of times. They're very cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's very, 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 that's, I'm glad you did because I had gotten a DM and then I texted you just to make sure that everything was kosher and that you had all details that you needed on that part. And then I got another DM that everything was set. So I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
So good. So I'm glad that all went well. And then I know you came home Tuesday, right?
Monday.
Oh, you came home Monday. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. So it was sort of a whirlwind because Sunday was the award show.
Yep. Sunday was the award show. There was a masquerade party Saturday I was going to go to. I got a dress and everything. But then after the pool party, I was just worried that it would be another overwhelming right. party atmosphere, but part of me really did also want to go. So I was super torn. I kind of regret not going, but we did end up having fun as a group anyway.
Yeah. It sounds like you had a blast.
Yeah.
But it is, you know, it's definitely, I mean, in general, I would say that Vegas just has a constant party vibe to it because that's what people are going to do.
Yep.
So to, as a person in recovery, I would assume no matter how long you've been in recovery, there are definitely things that probably still cause some triggers there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that's a lot for you to take on mentally on top of just physically. From Florida, it's a flight, man, to get out to Vegas.
Oh my gosh, Meredith.
It's not easy.
It was so rude.
What?
It said 8:50 to 10:05, dude. So I was super stoked and I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh, you didn't understand the time difference?
No. And there's nothing worse than finding out while you're in flight.
Tiffany, how many flights have we taken and you didn't realize there was a 3-hour time difference?
No, dude.
Tiff.
No, I don't. Listen, I don't understand geography. And you know this.
I know, but you thought it was a 2-hour flight?
Yeah, I was so stoked, man.
Now it's all damn day. Now the nice thing is you get there and you've gained back some time. You've gained back some daylight, right?
Yeah, because super great.
But on the way home, it's a bitch.
No, on the way home, it's like it was just 8 a.m. How is it midnight?
Right.
It was so weird. I was so jet lagged. I still feel jet lagged. It's hard to get back into the groove of life.
Well, when you do cross country travel, that's the worst. That's the absolute worst.
And I don't prepare. You know that. I don't plan things out. I don't look at the map. You know, and maybe I should, dude. But like, I'd be
maps
less surprised.
Maps don't exist for Tiffany. Maps are not a thing that are in Tiffany's orbit.
No. I think if I can just train everyone in my life on how my brain works, eventually everybody will just be like, hey, so just so you know, it says that, you know, I don't know. I wish I could have like a Siri, but that's a person who just follows me around and is like, we have to be at lunch at 12:30, which means we have to leave this house at 12:18.
Like The Good Place. Did you ever watch The Good Place?
I did.
Yeah, like Janet.
Like Janet, yes.
Janet, you need a Janet.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, by the way, you mentioned Resident Alien, and then Jebba had mentioned Resident Alien, and I was like, I'll try it. It's fucking hysterical.
Oh my God. The more you watch, the funnier it gets.
It's ha ha. Ha 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 ha. Just like, oh my God. And the whole time in the back of my head, I'm like, it's Steve the Pirate. It's Steve the Pirate. Because he was in Dodgeball as Steve the Pirate. That's who he played. Oh. And I couldn't place it. And then like 2 episodes in, I was like, holy shit, it's fucking Steve the Pirate from Dodgeball. And he plays that character so incredibly well. And I just love it. So we're like, I think we're halfway through season 2. So I'm so sad that there's only 1 season left.
And you know what else I love? The main character, one of the main characters, the woman, her body.
Well, yeah, she's very pretty.
She's just a normal ass looking person.
I feel like that whole cast, for the most part, is very, very normal looking.
Yeah, I love
it. Like, it's a very set in. Yeah, I love the sheriff.
The guy. Yeah,
I love the sheriff. He says the most off the wall random shit, and that's just totally. like the way I would write somebody. Yes. You know what I mean? Like in a sitcom. It was, it's just very well written. So
it is.
I'm glad you said it, because it was literally like 2 days before you brought it up, Jebba had brought it up to me. And I was like, okay, mental note. Because Jebba's always telling me about shows. Mm-hmm. She's like, I just watched this, watch it. And sometimes I tell Jebba, I'm like, I can't take you seriously because you've given me some turds, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, but then you said it and I was like, okay, wait.
Mm-hmm.
Tiffany said it and Jebba said it. Let me sit down.
It's a slow start.
Yeah, a little bit.
Once you get into it, it's the funniest shit ever, dude. I want to be on that show so bad.
I love the way he talks to the kid more than anything.
I know.
It is my favorite. You douchebag, skin bag.
Yes.
Son of a shit. And
yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it's the best. Anyway, so that was that. That's a great show. So Dave and I have been watching that in the evenings and it's wonderful.
Does Dave think it's funny?
Yeah. Yeah. So the problem is by the time we can sit down to watch it, we're usually falling asleep halfway through an episode. So we have to start back over the next night, like at that spot. But it's just because things are so crazy right now. Like, oh my gosh. And I'm just having, so prom is Friday night.
Wow.
And it started 2 weeks ago with my son, my now 18-year-old son, saying, I don't have a curfew, right? Like, it's prom. I don't have a curfew. I'm 18. And I'm like, no, you're going to have a curfew.
Really?
And then like a couple of days later, he's like, none of my friends have a curfew. Everybody's staying out and everybody's going to after parties. And I was like, well, that's good for everyone else. I don't fucking care.
Damn.
And he's like, that's not fair. And I was like, what's not fair about it? Like, why do you think it's appropriate for you to be out all night long? I was like, nothing good happens after midnight. And he's like, I don't want to come home at midnight. And I was like, okay. So we started opening up the discussion. And so, you know, I was like, what do you think is an appropriate time to be home? And so he's like, 3 a.m. I said, okay, 3 a.m. it is. But here are the rules for 3 a.m. You're going to text me every time you get to and leave a party. You are not to have anybody in your car who I didn't authorize to be in your car, because you're not going to take drunk teenagers around in your vehicle. Because if a police officer stops you and he sees you driving around underage drinkers, you're going to go to jail with your friends.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to murder you and then I'm going to go to jail.
Right.
I was like, it's a liability. That car is insured by us.
Mm-hmm.
These parents will sue us. And he's like, oh, it's always worst case scenario. I said, yeah, in those situations, it is worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it's not appropriate. And I know what kids are going to do after prom. They're going to go and they're going to get drunk at these house parties and you're not driving them around.
Yeah.
And so then it escalated to, well, one of our friends' parents said we could all sleep there. So I was like, so now you want to go to after parties and be at the friend's house and spend the night? And he's like, well, everybody is staying the night. So I said, who's everybody? Give me a list. So now when he gets home today, I told him that if he wants to stay the night at this friend's house, I need that parent's phone number, because I'm going to call that parent and I'm going to say, what are you doing? Are you having an orgy? Are you are you going to be giving these kids drinks? Like, my child is not allowed to drink. So if my child goes to your house and you're serving teenagers drinks, like, you do not give my kid drinks. Like, I'm going to make it abundantly clear that that's not something we're doing. I was like, I understand that you're 18 and you think you're grown. But here's the thing. You still have to finish school. You're going on an athletic scholarship to a university. If you fuck shit up, you could literally flush the toilet on a track scholarship, on opportunities moving forward. You have to be an adult now, since you're an adult, since you're a fucking adult and you're 18 and you keep telling me you're an adult, you have to make an adult decision right now. Are you going to go out and make the right choice, or are you going to go out and make the wrong choice? So I do plan on having a phone call with the parent. Somebody in here says, I'm a bit confused. He's going away to college, but now you're going to give him a curfew. Well, he's not at college yet. I got to get him there. I got to get him there.
That's fair.
I mean, what do you want me to do? Like, I have to be able to get him there. I can't, like,
well, you just made a great point about the scholarship and shit. Like, there are things on the line that could be lost if things go south here, apart from just, you know, getting in trouble and going to jail. Like, it's his whole entire future. And I don't know if he's going to know that you can't have both. Like me, when you're talking, it reminds me of when I was a teenager and I'm like, I could have fun and still go to college, mom. Like, don't be lame. But I also get it from a mom's perspective of, well, just in case, let's play it safe.
Yeah. So I was like, you're almost done. Like, you have 4 weeks of school left. Let's just get through these 4 weeks. And let's, you know, let's all survive. So I am going to call. And I know that there are people who, because I got, so I did this as an Instagram poll and like a Facebook poll.
Oh, what was the result?
And I said, should my kid have a curfew or not? Well, I'll pull him up because
he have a curfew
Should he have a curfew for prom?
Okay.
Or should he not have a curfew for prom? And because that was the whole thing. So let's see. The poll results on Instagram were 11,616 people voted and said, yes, that child needs a curfew. Don't care if he's 18. 3,548 said, no, he is a grown ass man. 11,000 people polled, actually actively went and clicked, yes, he needs a curfew. That was on Instagram. Let me see. On the TikTok.
Don't call it the TikTok, Meredith.
Okay, so on the TikTok, I don't know how to find it on the TikTok. Oh, here it is. No, just kidding. I don't know how to read a poll on TikTok. Oh, here it is. Sorry. 65% said yes, give him a curfew. 35% said no. So I still feel like overwhelmingly, people are agreeing with me that he should have a curfew. So if I allow him to stay the night at this house, I'm going to tell him that he still needs to be in at that person's house by 3 a.m. and that he's going to have to kind of let me know how he's doing throughout the night.
Okay.
But I'm going to talk to the parents first of this house because I do want to know, like, what are you doing? Is it like an eyes wide shut sort of situation? Like, what's going on over there, you know?
I think that's your right as a mother. You've worked really hard to get him this far. You have, in my opinion, the right to finish it out however you fucking see fit.
Yeah, I mean, and so he tried to turn it around and he's like, you're trying to tell me that you didn't go out drinking after prom? I was like, I didn't. I actually was a newspaper reporter and I had to get up in the morning and work shift.
Interesting.
So I was like, I didn't. I went to prom, and I one time after prom, the school hosted a bowling night. So I went to that and just hung out. And then the next prom, I was home probably asleep by 12 because I had to get up and work because I had two jobs. I worked at Beef O'Brady's. And I was a newspaper reporter my senior year for the Charlotte Sun.
That's so cool, dude.
And that's what I did my senior year because I knew that my parents made it very clear they didn't care if I went to college. So they weren't paying for it. So they were like, if you'll need money.
Damn.
So I worked and I saved money. But that I'm not saying that made me a better kid. I still fucked up and did stupid shit and whatever. But like I didn't drink in high school. That wasn't a thing that I did. I played sports and I didn't do those things. I'm not going to say I didn't drink in college. I drank way too much in college. But, it was like, we have responsibilities and you also don't want to screw up opportunities that you have right there.
Exhibit A.
Huh?
I'm Exhibit A.
Oh.
The exhibit is me.
Yeah, I exhibit.
It is I, an example of drinking in high school and where it takes you.
Mm.
I didn't go to prom.
No?
No. I was wasted, though. Elsewhere. I think I dropped out by then.
By your junior prom?
No, I dropped out halfway through my senior year.
Okay, but you didn't go to your junior prom either.
No, I don't know that we had a junior prom, and if we did, it was like you had to be invited by a senior. I'm pretty sure nobody dated me or wanted me in high school. I had like stupid boyfriends for like 3 days at a time, and we'd pass notes, but nothing serious.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how this shakes out, and I'll
keep let us
everybody
posted.
Know. Because everybody is interested. They're like, so what's the deal? What's happening? What's going to go on? And it's like, well, we're figuring it out.
Do you think Matthias's friends are like, dude, so your mom's struggling to figure out whether or not to let you have a curfew? That's so embarrassing, bro. My mom said they saw your mom talking about it. Do you ever worry about that?
I know that his friends follow my accounts because they send texts in the group chat, in his group chat, about the shit that I post. So I was like, look, there's nothing. Look, I was like, I can't block your friends. I don't even know their accounts. Like, if they want to do that, that's, I'm sorry that it puts you in an awkward situation. But I don't speak to his friends any differently than I speak to him when his friends come over to my house.
I know. I've seen it.
If they say something stupid or do something stupid, I'm going to call a spade a spade. Like, there was one time of one of his good friends, on Life 360, he was driving 84 miles an hour. He showed up to my house. I said, if you ever drive that fast with my kid in the car again, not only am I going to beat your ass, but I'm going to go to your house and I'm going to tell your parents that you're driving 85 miles an hour. And, it's like, oh, you're a narc. And it's like, yeah, because these kids are stupid and that's dangerous. And you shouldn't be driving 85 miles an hour, having only driven 2 years in your life.
Right. Agreed.
Like, what are you doing?
I agree.
So, and I don't care. I got tons of messages. You're so overbearing. You're so this, you're so that. I was like, because I want to know what's going on, because I ask questions. I don't care if you think that's overbearing. I'm going to know what's going on with my kid.
Yes.
And I expect him to make good choices. I pay his bills.
He's a good kid. I think he will make good choices.
He is a good kid. And that's why I told him, like,
but it's because of how you've raised him thus far, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Like, if you had raised him to just be all willy-nilly and do whatever the hell he wanted, then he probably wouldn't be as driven and successful as he is.
Well, all I know is he is definitely a good boy. He's not given us any reasons to not trust him, but I am somebody who thinks of worst-case scenario.
Samesies.
So I am always thinking about the things that are going on. So, yeah. So we're going to just let it shake out and see what the parents of the other friends say and kind of go from there.
All right. Yeah. Keep us posted.
Yeah. So, but it's just, gosh, it's so crazy. If you have a senior, the next month is just insane with just events and things, just nonstop. Just every week, there's just multiple things going on nonstop.
It's crazy how different our life is. Like, I have to get the kids out of the house by 8 a.m. And it was 8:07, and I'm like, get outside. Mm-hmm. And Caden's like, I need cash. And I'm like, what the hell are you saying, dude? And he's like, it's book fair day.
Oh, book fair day.
You mother. And I'm like, Chloe, do you need cash? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, I will roundhouse kick both of you out the window at the same time. What are you saying to me? I don't have cash. What are you talking about? He's like, I have a QR code for you to scan. So I tried to scan it to add it to an e-wallet, and his paper was too crumpled. So I'm like losing my shit.
Oh, no.
But I can't get mad at anyone but myself, because if I had checked their backpack last night, I would have seen that it was book fair. But because I'm a lazy whore and I'm like, I'll check it in the morning, I messed up. So I can't even like be mad at them. So I had to like add it to their e-wallet and shit. It was just wild. But that's where we're at. We're at book fairs.
Yeah.
And you're at prom. And it's just so funny how I got really emotional last night. I'll probably get emotional again thinking about it. I was just in the bed hanging out with Chloe. She was making me laugh. She asked me to hold her like a baby and do Rockabye Baby like I used to. And I was like, hell yeah, I'll do it, dude. Because I realized like this might be the last time she asked me to do that. Because you never know when it's going to be the last time they ask
you
to do that.
That's true. Yeah.
And she was just like giggling. And you could tell it was very good for her too. Like that moment of feeling babied. But it made me so sad because I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Time just keeps going.
It does. It does. And I'm trying to hold everything together right now. I sent out his graduation announcements and his party announcements and, you know, just the all these things are coming up. We have, you know, graduation's the 21st. His party is the 24th. He's got a track meet today. He's got districts next week, then regionals after that, then states. I mean, there's just so much going on.
It's so crazy.
So I'm just trying to get through this last month and enjoy things when we can. And
you're doing an amazing job.
Thanks. We have prom pictures tomorrow night, so I'll post those and that'll be fun. And yeah, I mean, it's prom is tomorrow night. So
wow. Yes. Please keep me posted. I mean, don't worry about keeping me posted. Just keep everybody else posted. I'll find it.
I'm just, it's so much. But all right. Well, so it was good. It was a good catch up.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're home. I'm glad you had an amazing time and it was wonderful.
Thank you. I do just want to say my rheumatologist called me this morning. I was going to go get more blood work done because they lost all mine. But apparently.
Did they find it?
Yeah. It was under someone else's and everything is fine.
Well, that's great news.
Every single thing. He did every test known to man. I don't have lupus. I don't have Sjogren's. I don't have celiac. So he's referring me to an immunologist. So I had two ANA tests performed. One of them was positive. One of them was negative. So he's not concerned. And he said everything is fine.
So what does an immunologist look for?
Like the reason that I randomly get hives and shit. He doesn't think it'll help with the circulation. All of the things that are going on with me are so random and so different from one another that it's like a puzzle, trying to put a puzzle together, but I don't know. And an allergist, I got to go to an allergist too.
Yeah.
Because basically the symptoms are my stomach blows up to where I look super pregnant. I get hives randomly and my feet and legs lose circulation. I have Raynaud's. So, none of which are related to one another. So it's just like trying to figure it out. But also, I know the battle. I don't know it, but I have heard about the battle of trying to figure out what the hell's wrong with us and how long it takes. So I'm not really like, I'm just going to stop caring.
No, go to the immunologist.
Yeah, but I'm not going to like I've been checking my results every day, like a, you know, person waiting to see their scores. Like I just, and I'm not going to obsess about it anymore, I guess is what I mean. And hopefully we'll find solutions. But in the meantime, it isn't debilitating. It's annoying and it's concerning, but it's not debilitating. It could be worse. So.
Well, I mean, the hives could totally be related to some allergy as well as the bloating.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the circulation thing, I still blame vaping.
I know you do, mommy.
But the other stuff could totally, because some food allergies obviously could cause that bloating and the hives.
Yeah.
So I think skin testing and blood allergy testing are important.
Yep. So we're doing all that. So I just wanted to update everybody, let him know it's not any, he doesn't believe I have an autoimmune disease, which is good news, I guess.
It is. It is good news. Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, that's what's up, but I'll keep you posted.
All right, well, good. I'm glad it sucks when you want to get some form of a result so you can have some answers, but it's good that all of that came back negative.
Yep.
And so now, you know, as somebody with lots of allergies, I can tell you, like, it is good to at least have them have that panel done and know, okay, these are my sensitivities.
Yep.
So the blood and the skin testing is important.
All right, cool. Well, I'll do it then.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next week for another episode of Take It
or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast hosted by two struggling moms
who have no idea what we're doing. We'll see you next time.
I love you. Bye.